If you like baseball, then this is your show. Noah and Brian and Adam will host. Trashing on the umps and making hot takes. We love Joe Panic because he rakes.
Yeah!
It's Nonstop Baseball Podcast. It's Nonstop Baseball Podcast.
What is up, everybody, and welcome back to episode 127 of the Nonstop Baseball Podcast, our first predictions episode of 2024 is the year we are in. Crazy. But yeah, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at NonstopBBPod. I am Noah, joined as always by Brian and Adam. Adam, how is it going today on this lovely Wednesday?
It's certainly going. Prediction episodes, always fun. Always a little interesting to see where everybody else thinks that things are going to be. And then to assess it at the end and realize that we're all stupid.
Yes.
We're all actually terrible at this. Or we just went too hard in the, too many Dark Horse candidates for wins.
Too much fuel on the hype train.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there was only one hype train that was proved to be right, and that was my Rangers. So, I mean,
that's fair.
Maybe not all is lost. What you, Brian?
Man, I'm just always pumped when I get to sit back, look at all the teams, and decide which team's going to be the doo-doo poo-poo team of the year. It's truly just the highlight of my year. I mean, there's going to be one, and I mean, we're going to see.
Is it in this episode?
I don't know. You're going to have to stick around to find out.
I mean, you're wilding if you think it's in this episode.
Yeah.
I am on the edge of my seat.
For the division awards, I mean, I'm inclined to give it to one of these two.
Okay.
Like, if you got to do a doo-doo poo-poo division. I think one of these two divisions for sure.
Yeah.
These two are probably the bottom two divisions.
They are the bottom two divisions. It's not, no contest.
There's a reason we're doing it first.
Yeah. You get it out of the way.
We have the AL and the NL central divisions today. I'm pretty pumped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be good.
Man. Don't be good. But I guess before we get into those predictions, something that I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more in our West predictions episode, but I think good to mention, Matt Chapman to the Giants on a little 3-year deal, though I think Chapman's definitely hoping it ends up being a 1-year then an opt-out type deal.
Giants. So interesting because like Cody Bellinger, who signed a similar type of deal, his deal was announced as a 3-year deal with opt-outs. The Giants announced this deal as a 1-year with opt-ins. Like, it's just such a technicality of language, but it's so interesting why they did that.
It's no different.
But, like, I'm wondering if it has, like, a weird CBA effect, like how the Dodgers, with how they deferred all his money. Like, is there a CBA effect to that? I don't know. Just interesting. And there's actually a 4th year, too, that's a mutual option.
Yeah.
So, I think it could be a total of, like, 4 years, $80 million. Don't quote me on that.
Interesting.
But it's somewhere around there. Very interesting. I'm pumped for my Giants. It probably does mean the end of JD Davis, which I think he's still a quality third baseman. So there's definitely maybe a trade potential there with some teams looking for a last man third baseman. I don't know. We'll see.
Could be.
How do you feel about it, Adam?
I mean, I was pretty expected Chapman not to re-sign with the Jays.
That's fair.
Once you pull an IKF and you still hold on to guys like Kevin Biggio and Santiago Espinal, guys that can play third base if need be.
Didn't they have some non-roster invites too, like Eduardo Escobar?
I
think they brought in.
They bring in Eduardo Escobar.
I think they did.
Maybe? I don't know.
I think he's a non-roster
invite. I don't remember seeing him in spring training, so I have no idea.
Eduardo Escobar is there as a non-roster invite.
Okay.
And Justin Turner, like they've brought in people playing that position.
They've got people that can play third, and I think, it was, especially since there were contract talks earlier in the season, and then they kind of fell through, and then they never really picked back up. I was like, yeah, he's probably gone. And it seemed likely he would go to the Giants. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good fit. So,
yeah, I'm pumped about it. Back with Bomel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's good fit, fun, but you gotta feel a little bad for our guy Matty Chapstick. Reportedly, you know, $200 million extension offers on the table throughout his career. One with Oakland, one with Toronto, and now taking less than that for sure. But I mean, who knows?
That's a tough look. That's a tough look for sure.
Oh yeah.
He's a exit velocity king. Maybe he could put together a monster season with the scientists in San Francisco and
something with those veteran bats.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm hoping. I think it'll be good. I think it'll be interesting to see what they do with Wilmer, who's been really solid for them. But I'm sure he's gonna hit because I mean, he's been really solid for the last 3 years now.
It looks like he's likely to platoon first base with Lamont Wade. I believe that's their current plan.
Interesting. Wilmer.
Yeah, I think he needs more at bats than that, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's just tough. Like when you bring in a full time DH in Soler.
Yeah.
And like Wilmer can only really play first or third, and then you sign Chapman. Like they plan on Chapman and Soler playing every day, and part of Chapman and Soler playing every day means.
And you're
Wilmer
not
may not play.
You're not DHing Chapman.
Well, yeah, you're not DHing Chapman, and I mean, you'll gladly DH Wilmer, but Soler more than likely is going to DH.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is assuming perfect health, which what sure. baseball season ever includes perfect health? So spots sure. come available. So I think Wilmer will get his at bats, but Wilmer probably had a career best year last year. Slept on, but we'll talk about him when we talk about the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, it's close to perfect health, though. Chapman does not miss very many games. So
this is true. This is true.
So. Anyway. We have garbage divisions to talk about today. So
we should
get to that.
It's I mean, come on.
Let's do it.
They're the I mean, it is
what
it
I mean,
is.
We're being honest.
But AL Central. Let's start it off. Who you guys have coming out on top in the AL Central?
Oh, we're starting on the top. Yeah,
that's what we usually do, no?
Whoa, I was not ready for that.
I mean, do you want to start at the bottom?
No, let's go. Let's go on the top. I like it.
Okay. Who you got?
I got the Minnesota Twins.
Yep. Noah?
Yeah. Also got the Minnesota Twins.
Okay.
Good. I'm good. I'm good glad. I'm
the Rangers glad. Don't play in this division.
I am so glad.
I know it.
Kansas City Royals.
Oh, I did not know it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I think they're going worst to first.
Oh, no. Oh my. Okay.
My number two is the Twins. My number two is the Twins, though.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I hopefully.
No,
number
we.
Two, I have a...
Yeah.
I have the Tigers number two.
Tigers
two. I
got
the Guard Dogs. Guardians at two.
Oh man, we are different on this division.
Yeah, we are.
I have the Tigers at three.
Same.
Okay. I have the Guardians at three.
Yeah, Guards are four for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got Royals four.
Royals four. Yeah.
Okay. At least we all agree the White Sox are garbage.
White
Sox are terrible.
Oh, so should we start with the White Sox then in discussing them?
Yeah, we can start with the White Sox. They're just not very good. like they weren't very good last year, and instead of like getting better. They made like a ton of lateral or just worse moves. And I don't know.
Bringing in Martin Maldonado as their catcher is definitely an interesting choice.
I mean, that's not even the one I was going to point at. I was going to point at the fact that Paul DeJong is going to be their starting shortstop. The dude had a historically garbage year last year. And even the year before, he was like incredibly bad. Like
Kevin Pillar's on this team.
Yeah. He got a minor league invite. And that honestly is probably the thing that genuinely hurts me the most. Because I love Pillar.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Seeing him on this team hurts my soul.
Dude, what's this team going to look like by the deadline? Like, do they keep Moncada and Eloy through this season?
They shouldn't.
Like, they're both free agents after this year, right? I believe they are.
Yeah, I believe so.
Sounds right.
This team just... And then there's, like, all the rumors around Dylan Cease being traded.
Yeah, I mean, they should blow it up.
Michael Soroka? This team is so interesting.
I mean, they're, yeah, I don't even know, man. Like,
man, dude.
Their number two starter behind Cease is Eric Vett, who's from the, he played in Korea last year.
Dude, I really hope Soroka has a good year. Shout out Mike Soroka, who has a 21-year-old pitched 174 innings to a 2.6 ERA and then has thrown less than 50 innings since 2019. Brutal injury luck. I hope he picks it up for the White Sox. That would be dope.
Oh my gosh. I did things a little different for my predictions this year. I just spent an afternoon doing some research, kind of not the deepest research, but then rating every team out of 10 for their rotation, lineup, and bullpen. And I'm a bit of a harsh grader, but the White Sox did not crack a 6 out of 10 or better on any of those things. Man.
I don't know if they should have cracked a 5.
Yeah, I think I was feeling a little bad. It was, they're my last team that I ranked, and I was like, "Ooh, this is tough. It's just all bad." And the lineup, you look at 1 through 5, and you're like, "Okay, I could see them doing something," but also like Benintendi and Moncada just haven't done it in a while, and it's just kind of scary looking at that. And then Eloy, the health, and then
he could
Andrew
die
Vaughn
again.
Still got to put something. Eli could die again. So yeah, the White Sox are bad. And
Nicky Lopez, though.
Yeah, love me some Nicky Lopez. But it is kind of crazy because knowing the AL Central, as much as these other teams are trying more, it is definitely not a guarantee that the White Sox will end up in fifth place at the end of the year.
I love that the projections for Maldonado have him at a 184 average.
Dude,
that's so sad.
That's at 37 years old, like, just giving him your starting job is...
It's bad.
Maybe he's not going to be the starter, but
it might
know.
Be Max Stassi. Like, I could see it, but I don't know.
Do you have
dude.
A top prospect catcher?
Paul DeYoung is a whole 24 points ahead of him with the projected 208 average.
Their third and fourth ranked org prospects are catchers, so they
have
could.
They could, maybe, hopefully, because there's no way Maldonado's the option. But they have two 2021 San Francisco Giants in the bullpen, and John Brebbia and Dominic Leone. Yep. Those guys were both phenomenal for 1 year.
Yeah,
actually, Brebbia has been solid.
Leone
solid
similarly had one really solid year for Toronto.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Leone, I don't know how I feel about like him having to close games if they put him in that role. But
yeah, that's...
Having him as like a low-end bullpen guy, like a 6-inning guy, 7-inning guy,
yeah.
I don't hate it.
No, I don't hate it at all. But the rest of the rest of it is just boy. Let's just not talk about the White Sox.
So you're both telling me that Dominic Leone is the only bright spot in the White Sox roster.
Zero on their bench is
my
guy.
I think Kevin Pillar is a bright spot.
Okay. Robert Luis Robert Jr.
Hey,
He's a bright spot.
That's
he's
true.
A bright spot.
He's a bright spot.
If he's on this team by the end of the year.
Be on a different team.
We'll see. But I think they're three best offensive players. All could get traded by the deadline. And Moncada, Robert, and Jimenez. Like,
fingers crossed.
That's a chance. So, this team, and even Dylan Cease, like, every good player on this team sounds like they're on the trade block. Or could potentially be.
Oh.
So, that's not bodes well for games of how many games you win.
Oh, no, do we have a record prediction? I did one. I don't know if you guys did.
I didn't do them this year.
Okay.
I did them.
I'll give.
The last
what if we use
times,
Noah's as an over under?
Sure. Can do.
Okay. I like this.
So Noah throws us out and then me and Adam go over under.
Yeah.
Yeah. 60 lower. And 102.
Under.
Yeah, under.
Yeah, dude.
I heard six and I was like under.
I was thinking like 57, 58, so I like it. Okay.
Yeah.
Who's next?
He's gonna be bad.
Who's
I think there are two of us had this next team in fourth, right?
Well,
Noah, who did you say fourth? Royals, yeah.
Royals.
I have them number
one. Because I'm second place.
Yes, but no. Like I feel
well, you had him number one. Oh my god.
I have him number one, baby. I'm telling you, worst
to
first.
I feel like because two of us had them here, we should talk about them next.
Tell me why they're bad.
Okay. Wait, this just goes the other way.
Fine. Okay, fine. I'll tell you why they're good. Okay. I really like the younger talented core that the Royals have. They extend the ever-loving crap out of Bobby Witt Jr., who is electrifying to watch. I like Vinny Pascantino. I like Michael Massey a lot as well. I like Michael Garcia. MJ Melendez is also a really good solid player. They've still got good young pitching. Cole Reagans finally got a good full season under his belt. He looks like...
Wait, did you hear the Cole Reagans quote, though? The scout called him a lefty DeGrom.
Yeah, that's...
That's insane.
I don't know about
that's
that.
That's insane.
I don't think he's...
Please continue.
I don't think he's that, but I do think
that's
he's...
insane.
I do think he's really solid.
Yeah.
And Brady Singer not having to be the like number one, number two guy, I think takes a load off of his back, and he's gonna probably have a really solid season this year. At least what I think. I'm really hot on Michael Wacha and Seth Lugo being those anchors in the middle of that rotation. I also really like Hunter Renfroe as just kind of a solid dude to be out there on that in that outfield and in that middle of the lineup. Following up a guy like Salvador Perez, I think is a really, really solid one. They full revamped their bullpen, which was a huge like garbage point for them. And it's now a lot better. Look, they're bringing up John McMillan and James MacArthur, who were two of their top organization prospects to be the back end of their bullpen. The young kids deserve to lead this team, and they've started off real hot. As far as Bobby Witt Jr. is concerned, I think the rest start following suit, and I don't like what other teams in this division did. They are total. I'm total dark horsing worst to first here. Like obviously, dude, this is not the smart betting man's choice, but I think they're doing it.
Everything you said like fired me up. I'm not gonna lie, but like. I still can't get that fired up for it. Like, I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm believing it. I can see this happening. I just like, dude, this team is not great. Like, it's a lot of unproven.
Oh, and don't get, oh, maybe, it so is. It so yeah. is super unproven. Like, there are so many dudes on this starting roster who have less than a year of MLB time. Like,
and like, dude, I just like, Wacha and Lugo being your 2-3 can be solid, but like I don't think it's winning the division solid for me. And like I don't know, man. It's I love it. I mean, I hope it happens. Maybe me and Noah are just gonna look dumb, but man, I mean, I hope a lot of this stuff works. Like I believe, obviously, Bobby Witt. There's nothing not to believe in. Dude's a stud.
Yeah, that's
Pasquantino. Love him. Like I like the like I like the story. How do you feel, Noah?
Well, I like as I said, I kind of broke them every team into three pieces and rated each piece. And I think before I did that, I was super ready to put the Royals in like second or third. But then I looked at lineup, rotation, and bullpen, and how much I trusted in it, and. This is a team that won 56 games last year. I don't think they got 30 to 40 wins better over the offseason. It's just kind of where I'm at with that.
Look at
which is fair.
I think they did take a step forward, a rather big step forward, but they're just starting so far back that
sure.
that, you know, the Central could Central, and maybe they're up in there, and Pasquantino has a crazy year, and maybe Salvi has a crazy year. But it's like, okay, do I trust in MJ Melendez? Do I trust in Michael Massey, Nelson Velasquez, Kyle Isbell, Michael Garcia? It's like, I just don't know. I want him to do good. I want Cole Reagans to keep firing off, and Waka and Lugo be good. But it's just like, I think they got better. But ultimately for me, I think they got, 14 wins better. I had them at 70 and 92.
Ooh, 70.
I mean, obviously I'm absolutely hammering the over.
Yeah, well obviously. Man, that's a tough number for me. Because if I'm putting them in fourth place, like, I don't think this division has four teams above 70 wins. So, like, wow. I feel like I have to go under. I mean, they didn't last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, fair. Yeah, I'm going to say under.
I mean, that's, yeah. Look, it's fair. Yeah. It's super unproven. It is a crazy unproven team. So, I acknowledge the psycho take of saying you're going to be number one.
Oh, but man.
Who next?
We going Tigers next?
Tigers probably a good one.
Or Guardians. Were you guys both Tigers or Guardians 3? I did.
Yes.
I am Tigers 3. Tigers 3, Guardians 4.
Okay, well, I'm Guardians. So I think Guardians would be next because I was Guardians 2. But
oh, okay, wow.
So the meat, yeah, the middle is 3.
We're all right in the middle, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, sell. I want to be sold on the Guardians because I'm super not.
I mean, just
okay.
Their
well, I can
track
go
record
that.
With pitching. I'll start there and then continue.
No, yes. I mean, you got Shane Bieber, Tristan McKenzie coming back, Tanner Bibee, and then Logan Allen and Gavin Williams. I'm just trusting in the Guardians, you know, just pitching machine to help out with that. I think they're going to be super solid. And then that bullpen has a bunch of nasty arms in it. And then, you know, we'll see with the lineup. Obviously, Stephen Kwan, not overrated. Hopefully him and Jimenez could have some bounce back years. And then, you know, you're getting your all-star from Jose Ramirez. And then we'll see from the Naylor brothers, Bo Naylor looking to really establish himself as a big league catcher, Josh Naylor as a crazy guy that hits bombs. And then, you know, I mean, it's you're risking a lot here. Well, not necessarily risking, but just Ramon Laureano. Maybe he's finally not sad anymore.
It's a defensive move.
Yeah. And yeah, they're just going to be solid defensively, and hopefully Laureano could start hitting some lasers again. But we'll see. We'll see with that offense. That's definitely the weak point. But if 1-4, 1-5 can be a little bit of something, then here we go. But yeah, I just trust their pitching so much that that's why I put them second.
Yeah, and then for me putting them third, like, it's just going to be pure defense and pitching. Like, there's going to be a lot of games they probably can win 1-0, 2-1, like very low scoring games. And even Gavin Williams, who has very little experience, and his little experience he had last year, he found some success. So, like, I don't know. I'm just going to believe in the Guardians. It's hard for me. But I've probably been, like, one of the biggest Guardians fans on this podcast. So
easily the biggest.
That's not crazy. Yeah, that's not crazy for me to say. I see them being better than fourth place.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I mean, for me, it's... Yeah, obviously rotation is going to be the strong suit. I have faith that the young guns at the middle and bottom, Tanner Bibby, Logan Allen, Gavin Williams, are all going to be perfectly fine. They're not going to be Shane Bieber. They don't need to be. My biggest concern is with the lineup, with the way that these bats are going to be. I mean, we were just talking about the way that the Royals were a 56-win team last year. They scored more runs than the Guards. Like, the Guardians lineup was not good. It struggled hard. They ground out a lot of very close wins that were only close because their pitching is as elite as it was. And considering that they are running it back, except with even younger, like completely unproven people, that is my biggest concern with them. I think that they are going to leave this pitching out to dry a lot.
If you're a Guardians fan, how pissed are you that Josh Bell just immediately started hitting as soon as he set foot in Miami?
He was such a perfect move too.
Yeah. That's brutal to see. That's my biggest concern with Cleveland.
Guardians should go sign Brandon Belt. Side point.
Yeah.
He would fit the squad.
Yeah. I could see it.
But
either way.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need another lefty bat like that, but
I'm so concerned for the Guardians that I think the mix of a lineup that has a tendency to underperform and a rotation that, yes, is probably going to be pretty good, if it's anything other than incredible, it's going to lose them games. And so, yeah, that's the reason I have them fourth. They did not do enough. They didn't do anything offensively to give me faith in them.
Yeah, that's very fair also. I mean, I feel like these teams are all going to be so close standing-wise.
Probably a pretty large gap between everybody and Chicago.
Well, okay, yeah. Well, I just said under 70 for White Sox, so clearly I'm not entirely thinking that.
Well, under for Royals.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait. No, I did under for the White Sox.
Under too. 7. You did under for both, but under 60. Under 60 for White, under 70 under for Royals. For
sorry. Yeah.
My bad. Yeah. I'm guessing you're both going under for mine because I had them at 82 and 80. The old guard dogs.
I'm going to take the under.
Yep. I'd say
a winning under.
I truthfully think it might be like last year where there was only one team.
over 500. Yeah.
There's maybe. We'll see what I think about the Tigers as we talk about them.
Yeah. Tigers up next for sure.
You're the highest on the Tigers, Adam, right?
I have them third.
I have them second.
I had them third too. Oh, Brian's the highest on the Tigers.
Yeah. I don't know why. It just kind of flowed out. I mean, they're believing in their kids, right? You had Riley Green and Torkelson, who we've seen a little bit, but like, what are they truly going to be? I don't think we're at that point. Even a Carey Carpenter, I think, played a bit last year as well.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what are they truly going to be? And then you have Colt Keith, who got that big contract. I think, I want to say they gave him like $70 million. But I mean, they gave him a lot of money. They bought out all his, like his 6 years and whatever, and I think maybe some free agency years. I want to say it was like an 8-year contract or something like that. But what is he? They're obviously believing in him. Javi Baez, bounce back. I don't know. I'm kind of believing in the kids. And I mean, their rotation kind of has some young pieces too. Kenta Maeda, Jack Flaherty, they brought in as some veterans.
I was about to say, don't call Kenta Maeda a young piece.
Oh, no. As some veterans. But like, they have Tarik Skubal, Matt Manning, and Reese Olson all as younger pieces to go with the two veterans. Now, the bullpen, not very confident in. I'll come out and say that. But like I said, I think this team's also going to be under 500. So I feel like me putting them second place is all relative. Like, I'm not saying they're good. I'm just saying I think they're better than the other teams. And I'm kind of believing in their young lineup. I don't know why. But tell me why I'm wrong. Oh, and Gio Urshela. Interesting.
Like, I love some Gio Urshela. But yeah, I think the rotation is the best part of this team.
I agree.
Skubal, kind of one of those low-key, maybe most overlooked pitchers in baseball. You know, I think just no one has, I mean, I don't even really know how good this guy is just because he's on the Tigers and I don't watch Tigers much, but just put up some awesome numbers recently, done nasty stuff. And then Flaherty and Maeda, definitely some potential there, but also some mediocre potential as well. And then we'll see what we get from Manning and Olsen. But I just don't really believe in this lineup. I would love to. I mean, let's see Green and Torkelson, what they could do. And, you know, I would love some Mark Canna, but obviously his best days are behind him. Former Oakland A legend.
Yep.
Shout out.
But yeah, I mean, I think Baez is just such a tough presence to have on your team.
So weird.
Recently, it's so bad.
I really hope he gets it together.
Yeah. And so that's just tough. And yeah, I just don't believe in the lineup and bullpen enough, but I like the steps that they're taking. And I think that, you know, maybe they do get a good stretch from that young core in the lineup. And that's why I had them at third. Yeah. I think that I just trust in the Guardians overall winning process and their pitching more. So I had the Guardians just slightly ahead of the Tigers is what I had.
Yeah. And I mean, that's fair. Yeah, I mean, I have the Tigers slightly ahead of the Guards, funny enough, but, you know, because I think that addition of Canna, as far as veteran presence in the lineup, you get another year of gelling with this young core, Torkelson, Carpenter, Riley Green, Parker Meadows, who played just a tiny amount, and now you bring up Colt Keith. You get a guy like Mark Canna, anchor the middle of the lineup, help him out that way. Tigers, similar to really a lot of teams, pitching is what let them down a lot last year. You lose Eduardo Rodriguez, which is unfortunate, but you replace him with Kenta Maeda and Jack Flaherty. At worst, Kenta Maeda has been slightly worse than average. At best, he's a Cy Young candidate. He had an incredible.
Well, at worst, he's not pitching at all. Basically.
That's true. At worst, he's not pitching at all. Well, at worst, yeah, is 2022, where he just kind of disappeared. But I think Maeda's like your perfect third in the order kind of guy. And I think, yeah, you help give guys like Skubal and Matt Manning, you know, a little bit of rigid presence in the middle of that rotation. It's got some good promise. I like it. I like the Tigers. Their future is certainly looking better than it did a few years ago.
Yeah. I also want to shout out Shelby Miller, who low-key had a phenomenal year in LA with the Dodgers. 42 innings last year to a 1.7 ERA. So if he truly did find something like it looked last year, he could be a huge piece for the Tigers out of the pen.
Yeah. You know what's going to be crazy to talk about in 5+ years? That Javi Baez and Jazz Chisholm Jr. were on the cover of MLB The Show.
Dude, Javi Baez was fun to watch for a little bit there.
Yeah. I mean, Javi Baez makes more sense. I mean, he won the World Series. He had like a whatever top 5, top 10 MVP season.
Jazz Chisholm is wild, though.
Jazz Chisholm. I mean, I think I'm the biggest Jazz fan on this podcast. And even when that dropped, I was like, why? He hasn't done it. He hasn't. I was like, what happened? Like, honestly, I like being, you know, giving some other players shout out. But like, what happened to just like having just a really good proven player on the cover? You know, like,
yeah,
back in my day,
it was all my covers were Justin Verlander and Mike Trout.
Yeah, back in never been either of them. Back in my day, we had Joe Mauer 2 years in a row. Oh yeah.
I'm thinking the true back in the day, the MLB 2K. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In good old days. But I had Tigers 78 and 84.
Ooh.
Oh, that makes it hard for me.
That's interesting.
Oh, that's a hard number for me.
I'm gonna say under for that. Yeah. I think I'd go under.
Oh man, dude, I really don't know what to do, because like I said, I have 4 teams being under 500, but that is under 500. Like 78 seems right on the dot for me. I'm gonna say under. That's gonna be bad though.
As a second place team.
If that happens, that's me saying Minnesota's winning 90 games.
Which is exactly what I said.
Oh.
Yes. So that's essentially okay. What I'm saying by saying that, though, because like the wins have to go somewhere in your division. It's the most likely place.
That's the important thing. Noah, did you count all your wins? Do they add up?
Absolutely not.
Okay, that's funny. I did that whenever I did them. I was like, I need to make sure these at least kind of make sense.
That's crazy. That's a lot of math.
No, it's pure feel.
It's not
it's
that pure much feel. Math. But anyway,
dude, I love this Minnesota Twins team, especially their rotation. Their rotation sticks out to me. I mean, Pablo Lopez and Joe Ryan are your 1-2. They're studs. Bailey Ober had a solid year last year. Chris Paddock, what is he? And Anthony Disclafani, I love him. An iconic 2021 San Francisco Giant. I'll never forget him. But I think he is a amazing like fifth starter on a team. Like, he's not gonna like hurt you really, but he's not really gonna win you that many games. Like, he just like does his job. The problem is the Giants need him to be a 3, and I think that's too high for him.
Yeah.
He'll put out some solid performances, though. So I love him. I mean, the back end of their bullpen, it's hard not to love them, especially during
I think their bullpen might even be the best part of the team, honestly.
You could definitely argue that, yeah.
I would argue it, especially with who they've picked up.
That's fair.
Yeah.
What a disaster that Christian Vasquez contract is, though. I mean, if they had that money free, things could be even looking a lot better for them. But I do really like this lineup, especially 1-4. I mean, Carlos Correa was bad last year. You gotta believe in a bounce back this year. Love Eddie Julian. I don't know. I feel like every year they talk about Max Kepler as like he's some young guy about to pop. He's 31 now, so we'll see if there's anything there. But I mean, Carlos Santana, why not do it at 38 years old? And then we'll see with the rest of that lineup. But I'm hopeful that this lineup will be solid. And then, like you guys said, they're pitching from starters to closer, very solid. So that's just why I think they're just overall the best team in this division.
I really hope Buxton has a fully healthy season.
I hope Buxton has a fully healthy center field season.
Well, yes, that's I can't believe I didn't mention that. He's back in center field finally after that was so
get him back out on the actual field, dude. I'm hyped to see a good full season out of Edward Julian. I'm hyped to see a proper season of Royce Lewis. Correa, you got to think is going to bring it back. Buxton as well if he stays healthy. I'm slightly concerned about the bottom of the rotation, or not the rotation, bottom of the lineup. I am slightly concerned about the bottom of the rotation. I think, you know, as I like Disclafani, and I do agree he fits much better on the back half of your rotation than he does in the middle. But I still don't think that that's quite the replacement for losing Maeda and Sonny Gray.
Sonny I still Gray especially.
Don't like that much. I think that, man, if they had kept Sonny Gray, boy, that's an incredible rotation, truly. But yeah, I do think bullpen's the best part of this team, at least sort of initially on paper kind of thing. Johan Duran is absolutely disgusting, and you know you bring in a bunch of other kind of proven bullpen arms, and boy, that's. It's a heck of a group in there. I'm just too hot on the Royals.
Yeah.
So I have
after
them
reviewing Ooh, after reviewing this more, the rotation definitely not the strength. I think I just got saw Disco's name at 5 and got a little carried away.
Yeah, the
rotation definitely not the strength. I do still think it's a solid rotation. Not like great though. And I do think they're gonna be above Noah's 90 wins.
Nice. I hope so.
I don't like that out of me at all.
I mean, I'd put him under, but yeah.
I do not like that out of me at all.
So, just to rehash quickly, I had Royals, then Twins, Tigers, Guards, White Sox. Brian, you had Twins, Tigers?
Yes.
And then...
Guards.
Guards, yeah. Guards, Royals.
Royals, White Sox.
Sleeping on the Royals. And then Noah, you had Twins.
Sleeping on the Royals. What am I doing? I had Twins,
Guards,
Tigers, Royals,
White
Sox. And the old stinky White Sox.
Yeah, collectively got the White Sox at the bottom. I mean,
prove us wrong, Southside.
Yeah, I mean, please do. It's not gonna, but you know, please do.
I feel like as soon as those players start playing well, they'll be like, "Oh, we could trade them now."
Yeah, probably. Anything else for the AL Central?
No, I think I'm ready to start some controversy in the NL. Okay.
Start your NL Central. Who's your number one?
My number one?
Yeah.
Cardinals.
Okay. A worst to first. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Cubs for me.
This one. Should I do it, guys?
You do whatever you want.
Reds.
Wow.
Oh, I am definitely starting some controversy.
Okay.
Why not?
My number two, for what it's worth, is the Cardinals.
Same. Cardinals.
Cool. My number two, the Cubs.
Okay. Three for me is the Reds.
Got the Brewers.
I'm gonna go Cubs.
Yeah, I mean,
I want to do Cubs 2 and Cardinals 3. Sorry.
That's
why I was so quiet.
All right.
I hadn't processed. My bad.
Okay. I have the Brewers in fourth.
I have the Pirates in fourth.
Ooh, I like this. Ooh, that means Noah's got the Reds in fifth. Ooh, I like that a lot. I've got the Pirates. Brian's got the Pirates as well.
Yes.
Okay. So we have okay. So Brian, you've got the, where do we even, do you start with the Reds?
It might be the Brewers. They're the most like meh team.
The Brewers are overall meh across our boards. Yeah. I mean, we've got 2 fourth. Noah, you have them third.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like something is wrong with them. I wrote here in my notes, the vibes are rancid. Because like there was some super funky moves. You had all of the weird stuff with like with Corbin Burnes. It seems like people wanted out, and then the season before they were getting rid of people that they really shouldn't have, and like it's just something feels wrong. In
the
Milwaukee.
Reese Hoskins move is
so weird. The Reese Hoskins pickup, yeah, I wrote that. He didn't even play last year, and they're just like, yeah, man, you want to play first base?
Beyond that, like, I think Reese Hoskins is a good player. Like,
sure.
I don't hate the signing. I just don't understand why Reese Hoskins signed there.
I don't know. I don't get it.
I mean, yeah, every day at bats.
I guess.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you pull in Jacob Jonas, they pull in DJ Hall is who they end up getting from Baltimore. I don't like this rotation that much anymore. Obviously, I still think Freddy Peralta is awesome. Wade Miley is still going to probably be pretty good. I know Woodruff had surgery at the end of last year. I'm not actually sure.
He's out all year.
He's out all year then.
He's out.
It doesn't matter. And yeah, I mean, lineup wise, there's some promise. Obviously, like, where is MVP Yelly? Is he gone? Is he gone forever?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Which is sad.
He was still pretty solid.
He was solid last year.
No, yeah, he was really solid.
He had a good year. He had a good year last year.
Solid Yelly's here.
Yes, solid Yelly is here. William Contreras,
I mean,
can be good.
His weighted runs created plus was 122 last year. That's pretty solid.
That's good.
Very solid Yelly is here.
Yeah.
MVP Barry Bonds Yelly is not.
It's gone.
Okay.
Bottom of this lineup is bad. And
I mean, I believe in Joey Ortiz coming out of that Baltimore factory.
Sure. That's fair. Yeah.
All their prospects
I
seem to be really good right now.
I don't know. I just the vibes are off.
Yeah, I think it's just this weird, like, oh yeah, here's the signal. They're going to blow it up. And then it's like 1 foot in, 1 foot out. William Contreras is an absolute beast, especially at the catching position. So having Yelly, Contreras, Hoskins, Adames, like, I like that. I mean, give me some number 99 Gary Sanchez DH days as well. Why not? But yeah, I mean, lineup has some talent. I mean, not lineup, rotation. But it's also like, ooh, I don't know exactly what I'm going to get. but yeah, the bullpen's going to be super nasty. And this has just like been a winning organization recently. But also Craig Counsell's gone, so now I'm starting to rethink a little bit. But
ooh.
I mean, I think it's more so the teams, what I think of the teams below them as to why they're in third, as opposed to how highly I think of the Brewers compared to those teams. So
sure.
I mean, I could definitely see them being lower than this, especially if things go south and they you know, trade some of these pieces. But yeah, I think just because of some of that winning DNA and some of that lineup talent and rotation being not as awful as some of the other ones. Yeah, that's why they haven't been in third with, how many wins did they do here? How crazy was I? 74 and 88. So that's.
Oh, in third at 74 wins.
Yeah.
I
give wins away.
I might almost
say.
Wait.
I almost might go over and say number four.
Over and fourth? Yeah, that's not a terrible.
I think I'm saying over. Wait.
I realize based off of my record projections, I have the Brewers actually in fourth.
Okay, wait a minute. I mean, does that mean you have the Pirates in third?
Hell yeah, dog.
Okay. I love it, righty, actually. Sir.
I kind of wanted to put the Pirates fourth and the Brewers last. I'm not going to lie. Kind of wanted to.
I mean, that's, yeah.
I did Pirates fifth. And let's just go into the Pirates. Anything else to say about the Brewers?
Nah. Plenty to say about the Pirates.
Yeah, me and Adam both put the Pirates last, and yep. Noah put them third.
Oh.
Noah now has them third, yeah.
Wait. So now I think I'm realizing. Brewers actually fifth place.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. So that points in the rounds.
Honestly, I kind of wanted to do that.
Look, technically, these aren't locked in, so you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the Pirates first, and then
sure.
As we were talking about.
Why do you have them last?
My fangraphs won't load, and I am panicking.
Oh, the old Pirates. I mean, you talk about a two-headed monster at the back of the bullpen. You got Bednar and Aroldis Chapman. so yeah, that's there. Mitch
that
Keller
exists.
That is in fact. Those are in fact people who are rostered on the Pirates as of present.
Yeah. Shout out to Mitch Keller getting that extension. Just the vibes that I've been getting from the Pirates this offseason is, look, we're trying to start to be the Diamondbacks, you know, that lower market team that does spend some money on some of our key guys and tries to make moves to be competitive. They brought in Martin Perez and Marco Gonzalez, who can eat up some innings, not be fantastic,
but so underrated.
Yeah, Martin Perez, great.
Well, last year, not, but I think it is going to be a really good.
Sorry, that's a World Series winning year. You can maybe like shut up.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, and then you got two young Luis Ortiz and Jared Jones at the back. We'll see what happens there. And honestly, I just kind of like their lineup better than some of the other teams in the Central, especially like 1 through 6, going Cruz, Reynolds, Hayes, McCutcheon, Jack Sawinski. I think he can hit some rockets out of the ballpark. Henry Davis, former 1-1.
Finally playing the position he should have been to start.
Yes, exactly. And then you've got Rowdy. You know I love Rowdy. I think I like this lineup better than some of the other teams, especially compared to the Brewers. I like this lineup more. And just some rotation arms, three rotation arms that are hopefully going to give you quite a bit of innings and hopefully some quality. And then I think a decent bullpen as well. So add them at third at exactly 500.
I'm going under, and I'm going to keep them in last over the Brewers. I mean, just looking through it, the reason I was contemplating it is that lineup. The lineup looks fun. It really does. Like O'Neal Cruz, Brian Reynolds, Cabrian Hayes, like that is a very exciting 1-2-3 that's easy to get behind. And that's just followed up by Andrew McCutchen, because why not? Like, I love that lineup, but man, I have no faith in this pitching. Like, Mitch Keller, you have a stud. And then, like, Martin Perez and Marco Gonzalez are kind of coin flips. And then you have unknowns.
Yeah.
That's tough. And the bullpen is like, okay, we got Bednar and Chapman.
And Baruchy, baby.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
And Baruchy. Funk.
They got but the funk.
Like, I'm not very faithful.
Yeah, I'm.
What about you, Adam?
I'm not either. I love the Martin Perez and Marco Gonzalez additions.
No, if they were 4-5, I would love it.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, exactly.
That's yeah. That's true. that is definitely true. Yeah. No. I think that there is definite like there are names in the lineup that pop that you're like, dude, I would love to see a full season of Cabrian Hayes and O'Neal Cruz just popping off. But I just don't think we'll get that. Like, they had that one little flash in the pan of greatness last year, and I don't know if they can repeat it. And I don't think that they can do anything close to it consistently. Maybe they'll prove me wrong, but I think that as flashy as this team can be, they're not gonna hold on to that. Hey, they got Rowdy Tellez, though. I love, like, that guy.
Yes, exactly. Now you're talking. But I just like the direction the team is starting to take. So I wanted to be excited about it, I think, is
okay.
No, the main thing.
And that's fair.
Yeah, that's, I think totally they're going to be exciting.
I think they will be exciting. I think that they will have, they're going to have a handful of series where they just go absolutely berserk. They're also going to have a lot of series where they just suck.
I could see them, that's a bad comparison. But I was going to say, I could see them kind of being like the Reds in a sense, but they don't have the rookies that are likely to supplant it. But I just mean like high energy, fun team, but it doesn't necessarily end the season all that well.
How incredible the hype video was when they swept the Red Sox in Fenway. Massive. In April or whatever.
That was unreal. Yes,
that video was great. Oh.
Yeah. No, it's
painful, but it's great. Yeah.
Man, okay. Next?
I feel like we have to go Reds next. That's like, it's the median. Yeah, it's the middle.
I've got them third. Noah, you have them fourth now, I think.
Fourth. Yes, fourth now.
Brian, you gotta sell me on this. First?
Honestly, though, like, this lineup is gonna be good. Like, I love the lineup. Friedel looks like an absolute stud. McLean looks like a stud. Steer, they bring in Candelario, who's like one of the most underrated hitters in baseball. That, like, I guess kind of finally got his money's worth because he got paid very closely to what Matt Chapman got. I mean, they have him playing first, though. I love the young lineup. I just love it. It's so fun. Jonathan India kind of being a utility guy, playing all over the infield. I mean, the rotation, you could sell me on a lot of these guys, like Hunter Green, Graham Ashcraft, Andrew Abbott. We've seen like peaks from all of those guys. Abbott, not so much. He got hurt. Frankie Montas, they're believing in, giving him a lot of money. Maybe Frankie Montas can find something. I would love to see it. And I mean, the bullpen, Alexis Diaz, Emilio Pagan, Lucas Sims, like those are some solid guys. I don't know. I just want the Reds to do good. I believe they have a lot of veterans in that pen. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Sure. Sure. Why are you wrong?
Yeah.
I think that I don't think it's a stable team. I think I have a similar issue.
I don't think so.
I think it's a similar issue with them that I have with the Pirates, which is like, I think, yeah, there is the opportunity that this lineup goes crazy. There are also totally an opportunity where this lineup just sucks. I was super hot on their starting pitching last season. I'm still pretty hot on their pitching, but they definitely disappointed me. So And that was their biggest glaring problem last year as well. Like, they gave up a lot of runs.
And they addressed it with Frankie Montas.
And they got Frankie Montas.
They clearly believe in him. They gave him a lot of money.
Look, and that's great. But he basically didn't play last year. And didn't do... I mean, he was okay, in 2022. And he's an Oakland legend, so... Who knows? Maybe that works out for them. I think that for me, similar to the Pirates, just with a better pitching staff.
Oh, I think there's so much more talent in this lineup, I must say. How are you feeling about them, Noah?
There's definitely a lot of excitement in this lineup, but it's also like a lot of this lineup had great performances last year, and you expect some struggle, some regression, and then maybe figuring it out in the year. But I don't want to see a step back from a lot of these guys, but I'm kind of expecting it. And then, Ellie, as much as he was hyped up, really, had that hot stretch, but the overall numbers weren't great from him last year.
Yeah,
Matt McClain was probably the better rookie.
Was
the better rookie.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Hopefully they prove me wrong there in this lineup. I just feel like I don't feel as confident in it. I think there's a lot of, it's just a lot of variance there. High ceiling, but I think low, well, not super low floor, but I think a lot lower than what other people are hyping it up to be. And then just this rotation gives me no confidence at all. I loved the Montas signing. I do feel like he could be solid there, but it's like, Hunter Green, a lot of arm talent. And I like the Nick Martinez signing as well, but a lot of arm talent that just like, you have no idea what's happening with it. And then, you have no idea how many innings you're getting out of your rotation. And then you look at that bullpen and you're like, I don't feel confident in them either. So it's just like, if I don't really feel sure about anything in this team, like, I don't know where to put them,
Yeah.
But I think they could be, I loved this team when they were hot last year. Will Benson, oh my gosh, fire me up.
They were electric.
Absolutely.
And they're going to live or die by it. It truly is going to be what happens. I don't know, man. I'm just excited. Like, I want to see what they can put together.
Yeah, I think this is the prediction that I most hope that I'm wrong about, other than whatever my Red Sox prediction is going to be. I think this is the one that I really want to be wrong about.
Okay.
Yep.
So what's your over-under?
What was it? Let me see. 75 and 87.
Oh, well, I have to be over. I don't know why I even asked.
Under.
I could have said over no matter what.
I'm gonna under that one, I think.
Whoa, okay. That's fun. Okay, next we got to do the cards.
It's either cards or Cubs. It's whoever or Noah have first place. So
yeah,
I have cards first.
Yeah, and I've got Cubs. I mean, we can do cards.
Who do I have lower? I have cards.
You have
lower,
Cardinals right? in third.
Yeah. Let's do cards then.
Cardinals, okay. It is.
I'm definitely doing the cards.
Why are the Cardinals going worst to first?
So this was kind of, well, both the Reds and the Cardinals were, when I broke the team down into three key pieces, I thought I was going to be super high on the Reds. And then when I looked at it and I was like, oh, I guess I'm not. And I thought I wasn't going to be high on the Cards, but then I broke it down and was like, oh, I guess I'm high on the Cards. Lineup, I think, has a lot of solid pieces. Wilson Contreras, after they actually just let him do his job, was a beast last year. I think one dotted the last month, maybe even more than that. Arenado and Goldschmidt getting older, but still putting up great numbers. Lars Nootbaar, the Japanese hero. Donovan and Gorman, and then Walker. Obviously had that hit streak last year. He's still under 22 years old. And then a few young guys, Carlson and Wynn, that you could have some faith in. And then a couple old guys on the bench, Crawford and Carpenter. We'll see what they do. But I think Crawford, this is just...
Cardinals is so wrong.
It is wrong. It is very wrong. And
But I'm glad he keeps still playing.
Yeah, for sure. And I think this rotation is the one I feel the best about in the division. That and it, which is funny because over the offseason, I was like, what are these moves? They need to do a little bit more. Well, obviously, things are a little different now. Sonny Gray with that hamstring. We'll see. Obviously, with the hamstring, you don't think it's going to be too long. But yeah, I think these predictions that I'm talking about now, I realized Sonny Gray was definitely a big part of it. But just you have a lot more, I think, stability with Michaelis, Gibson, Lynn, and then Matz. And then hopefully Sonny Gray for most of the year. And obviously not a ton of flash and greatness outside of Gray, who is more, you know, really good than great, but just some solid performances from those guys.
It feels like they just want a starting pitcher to go six innings and give up 3 to 4 runs.
Yeah. And which like, I think with I feel this like lineup,
that's their strategy.
Yeah. With this lineup though, and then this bullpen too, which is, I think a really good bullpen. I think that could definitely lead to them winning the division, which is of course what I have.
I love it. I don't hate on it. I think there's definitely a chance. I don't know. I think the Cardinals are going to be a solid team. Just really not that solid. I put them third place, but I don't know. They have the star batters. So, I mean, I definitely could easily be wrong about this. This is probably,
am I the only one that is absolutely shocked that Marmol is still the manager of the Cardinals?
Yes, that makes no sense.
Yeah, like, a little bit.
Last year was atrocious. The way he handled the O'Neill stuff was horrible. The way they handled the Contreras stuff was horrible. And you're just losing with this, what looks on paper like a really solid team. It's like, how does he still have a job? I don't know. I'm not a big fire the manager guy, but that's still crazy.
Yeah.
I have no faith. Mason Wynn's fun to watch throw the ball across the diamond, though. Continue, Adam.
Yeah, I mean, I said for mine, I said it's a bit of a choice running it back with an identical lineup, but I think they're banking on the it can't happen again, right? Like, there's no way these guys underperform that hard again. Like, it's just not possible. You got to expect Arenado and Goldschmidt to just keep doing what they do. Nolan Gorman had a very quality season last year. The Nolans were lighting it up at one point. Pretty consistently, but if the rest of the guys can actually step it up, that's really good. I love the Sonny Gray, Kyle Gibson, Lance Lynn additions to this rotation. Their pitching was bad last year, like atrocious. They gave up more runs than the Pirates and Reds. Like that's you can't do that. You can't do that. If Steven Matz could not have a coin flip year and have finally have two good seasons back to back. He is an incredible pitcher to have low in your rotation. I'm actually less sold on their bullpen. I think Gallegos and Helsley are great. I think the rest of it is a big question mark for me. I think that if the lineup can figure it out, they'll have a lot less of those kind of really small leads to blow. And so I think they do all right.
It's crazy thinking about Matz, and I remember when he came up and it was like, man, the Mets, they got Syndergaard, they got Matz, they got DeGrom, they got Harvey, they got Wheeler, and it was like, boom, that all kind of went up in a hurry.
Very. It really did.
Well, shout out Zach Wheeler, though, side note.
Yeah.
He signed a big contract, big extension.
Yeah, no bigger one in terms of AAV.
Yeah, shout out him. I don't think we did that at the beginning, did we?
No.
No.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Well, what's over under?
Oh, we're talking about the Cardinals. Well, I think you guys are going under 93 and 69.
Oh, yeah, that's an under. That is an under.
Yeah.
Bold.
I was not ready for that number.
I mean, division winners, baby.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. You got to have them winning a decent amount of games.
That's fair.
I mean, Brewers won 92 in this division last year. So,
which is crazy to think, like, that they somehow got 92 wins. I just...
Dude, the if Brewers, they do that again,
it was their pitching. Shocked. It was their pitching. This is the... Cubbies. They're my division winner.
Okay.
I was hesitant to actually put them there until they re-signed Belly. Once they re-signed Bellinger, I was like, okay. I'm a little more proper convinced, both from a, like, obviously Cody Bellinger is just an insanely talented player when he's on, but also it's just the fact that they did it is a good sign just for the team in general. I think that the offense overall, even without Bellinger, was criminally overlooked for the Cubs. They were a really good ball club for a good chunk of the year, getting a pretty good amount of production from everybody, not just Bellinger having a good year. I like that you lose Marcus Stroman, but you gain Shoto Imanaga, who looks to be very, very promising as well as your middle of the rotation guy. Justin Steele is a friggin' ace. That dude was awesome last year, and I think he's gonna keep doing it. I like this rotation a lot. I like their bullpen a lot too. They get Hector Neris from Houston, which is huge. Such a good pickup. Yeah. I think that helps a ton to make this pitching staff top to bottom super, super scary. And the fact that they're running back pretty much the exact same lineup offensively, I'm hot on the Cubs. They outscored everybody in this division last season, and it wasn't particularly close. They outscored most of the MLB, and it wasn't particularly close. They criminally underrated offense, and so I'm very excited for this Cubs season.
Yeah, it all comes down to Cody Bellinger for me. Like, I feel like there is a chance they could win the division. Like, I mean, I have them second. Cody Bellinger stays at that level he was at last year. I think there's definitely a good chance. It's just like, is that exactly what Cody Bellinger is? Who knows? They also have Pete Crow Armstrong, who's their top prospect, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. PCA, baby. Blue hair. Yeah,
and he's likely to play some center field for them this year over Mike Tauchman. So that's important to note. And, I mean, if he comes up and gets off to a hot start, we're looking at a very, very good lineup. So, I mean, I could definitely talk myself into the Cubs being over the Reds, which, as I'm talking about this, is probably a smart choice, but I'm not changing. This Cubs team's going to be solid. They really are.
Yeah, I just now that I've picked up some, I just pulled up more of the names. When I'm talking like the criminally underrated of this lineup, Seiya Suzuki had a 3.2 WAR season. Nico Horner had a 4.7 WAR season. Dansby Swanson had a 4.9. Ian Happ had a 3.5. I'm sorry, what? Did anybody have any of them mentally over a 2 WAR season? Probably not. Like,
I mean, let's be honest, Pete Crow Armstrong's blue hair, though.
Hey, I mean,
might be the game changer.
That is a game changer.
But yes, WAR, these players are solid.
They are very solid players. Yes. Top to bottom, they've got a very solid line, I think.
Yes.
I'm hot on the Cubs.
The Cubs definitely should be my first place pick. I'm not changing, but they should be.
Yeah, so, well, for me, I like what they did. Obviously, they lost Stroman, but replaced him with Imanaga, as Adam said. And I think it's just a pretty solid rotation, right? With Tyone and Hendricks kind of being your solid guys that are going to give you a consistent effort. Maybe not great, but okay. And then we'll see what happens with Jordan Wicks as well. I remember when I wrote this, Fangraphs had Nick Madrigal as their projected third baseman, and I did not like that. But I think they switched things around a little bit more. Now Christopher Morel is projected to be their third baseman. I think that's a lot better. And you mentioned this lineup and some great performances and some underrated ones. But also they did lose Candelario, who was a big part of it as well. So I think I think they'll add to this as the year goes on. I mean, let's bring in a Joey Votto, DH some, you know, I think that could be good. I like that.
Brandon Belt
If you Brandon, yeah, Brandon Belt, Joey Votto, one of those guys. I think they'd be really good. Some, you know, work some good at bats, be good role models for the young guys. Help Pete Crow Armstrong get his first hit, because I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but was called up in September. Did not get his major league hit, so he had to wait all off season for his first hit. So hopefully that comes pretty soon. Yep.
And if they get a first baseman, that allows flexibility to send Bellinger to the outfield too. So,
yes, exactly. And I think, I mean, Bellinger is obviously a really good first baseman. I think probably has most value in the outfield. But, you know, if, I mean, PCA is supposed to be like annual gold glove winner out there. So we'll see what happens with that. But I got them at 87 and 75.
Yeah, I think I'd have a slight over on that for me.
Can I just push it? I like 87 a lot. I mean, I'm going to go over.
That's a good number.
Because it's, I don't think it's under. So I'm going to go over, but man, that's tough. Dude, I have no strong opinions about really any of these central teams. That's what I learned.
Dude, our central predictions are a wild mess. This is it is crazy how different they are.
You know you don't have any strong opinions when your first place team was originally my fifth place team. You're like, I can see that.
Yeah. Dude, I literally like, especially the NL Central more so than the AL, but man, like I really
think, AL. I can't really personally can't see anyone other than the Twins, but we'll see. Go Royals.
Them Royals.
Adam's like just got offended by saying nobody other than the Twins.
Oh, I'm not offended by that. I have the Twins second. No, it's not like I think they're bad.
Okay, that's right.
But
that's
it
right,
is
that's
it is I do find it funny though that me with the Royals and Noah with the Cardinals, we both have a worst to first. Which is
the only two divisions that it could happen.
That is classic. That is some classic central baseball right there. Because and you're right. These are the only two divisions that it'll probably happen in. Because the A's ain't doing it.
There's no other chance.
Nationals ain't doing it. Rockies ain't doing it. Hey, Rockies, I don't know.
Sox, baby.
The Sox are the only one. The Sox are the only one with even a like fringe remote chance.
Yeah.
Give me the Sox, give me the Rocks, baby.
You want to briefly talk about the Giolito injury?
I mean, honestly, I haven't read too much into it just because it's so sad. But a partial UCL tear? And it looks like he's going to be out for the whole year. And then obviously if he needs Tommy John, then that's, you know, like half of next year as well. That is super brutal for the Red Sox. And then for Giolito, obviously, who is coming off of a really good first half last year and then a brutal, atrocious second half. And just everything he was saying coming into the year, it sounded awesome. You know, he's like, the Red Sox give me so much good feedback, great data, and I'm ready to just go for it. He's like, and focused on 200 innings. And I just loved hearing him talk about pitching. I was super excited for him. And it's just brutal for him, who, you know, at one point was maybe looking like a 100 million plus contract type of pitcher. And obviously that hasn't worked out. So we'll see where it goes from here. And I know some people are like, oh, the Red Sox are definitely going to be on Montgomery now. But for me, my initial reaction was totally the opposite. I feel like ownership's going to be like, well, we signed Giolito, but then he got hurt. So yeah, the season's chalked. So yeah, don't even try. Let's not get this good pitcher who's going to be solid for us for the next 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, it's a stupid mindset, but it is a mindset that they will probably have.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, hopefully they prove me wrong, but yeah.
I mean,
the Giants need to get one of them. It's looking rough out there.
I will say though, just for this Giolito injury, is there anything worse in sports than seeing a dude who's just so pumped to like be in the season and be out like that? That sucks so bad. Like, not even for like a records thing or a team that like just you feel for the dude. Like, that is, it sucks so bad.
Yeah, and then on like his contract, a very like, hey, I'm gonna prove it and then get my bag type contract, yeah. And I was like, ooh, yeah, this just sucks. And now I'm looking at the depth chart. It looks like they have Nick Pivetta as their opening day starter, which I have faith in Pivetta this year. But oh no, my
that's,
god,
that's still rough. Not where you want to be. The East will have to wait for a couple of weeks because I think we'll do West next. But I think
maybe
that's it.
Give the Red Sox time to sign someone.
Hey, possible.
Yeah, sign someone that puts some pressure on the Giants to get whoever's left, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe vice versa.
Yeah, don't let the Phillies get Snell. That rumor was disgusting.
Oh, God.
was disgusting. No, imagine if they did that. Dude, the Phillies signed Snell, they're winning the World Series. I will confidently say that.
Oh, man. I might.
But, is anyone living better than freaking Dave Dombrowski, who had the like most successful Red Sox team ever, won a World Series with the Marlins, and is now just like doing whatever he wants in Philly? Like, love it.
Dude, this Philly team's nasty. I can't wait to talk about the East. But until then, we'll see you guys next week.
Next week.
Later.
For the West.